let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. As said, I am Danny Milliken. Sherry Hera is here. She's fiddling with her volume so she can hear
headphones are messed up.
Uh-oh. Well, aside from some technical I guess maybe this is already the beginning of the haunting.
There we go.
So the show this week is a completely Halloween themed. So we're really all, I mean, I look at my notes even, and look at that. They're orange and black.
Ooh. So spooky.
Spooky plants. So some things we're going to talk about today. Spooky sights we've seen in the landscape. Zombie plants. You can't kill them. And then vampires of the garden. Basically just things that suck out the blood of other things. All right. That's what we do. We talk gardening. We're here to help you garden. Obviously, a lot of y'all are dealing with lawn stress right now, lawn problems. We're seeing those emails. Some interesting kind of like palm questions have come across my mailbox, Sherry. So we'll explore those also. What we do, we gather experts like Sherry Hera here from Plants for All Seasons, right there on the feeder road of 249, just past Loetta. Beautiful spot. Beautiful spot. And we engage them in advice giving. So Sherry is a great example. She does consultation. She gardens herself at home. She answers lots of questions. People come in. She does plant research. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me tell you real quick. A little pet peeve of mine as being a scientist is that people say research and they mean like reading articles online.
They Googled it.
You know, like they went to CNN or Fox News and they searched, what am I angry about? And now they're an expert. But yeah, you actually do research. So research is when you do like, you put up a little experiment and then whatever it tells you is what you learn. Mm-hmm. It's not you trying to get some fact. It's like, I'm going to learn from whatever this is. So we're going to talk a little bit of those because they can be scary here on this Halloween show. But some of our other co-op members, places our garden pros come from, just going to go down the list here. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, right there in Katy. Really, Katy is so lucky because it's got this one-stop shop for all things gardening. And then, you know, our region is the whole Gulf Coast is lucky because of the water gardening site there. Mm-hmm. Incredible stuff. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, kind of bookending Richmond, Texas, which I say that, I think a lot of people don't know where Richmond is. So really, they're bookending Sugar Land. Enchanted Garden is kind of due north of Sugarland, and then Enchanted Forest is kind of just southeast of Sugarland. Both really easy to get to from big roads, and so awesome spots, great selection, great soils. Kingwood Garden Center, that's in Kingwood. It's in the name there. And that's a beautiful spot. If you're thinking like, oh, I need a gift for somebody a little bit gardening related, they have an incredible gift shop. Also is Warren Southern Gardens. Not too far away from Kingwood Garden Center. They're both owned by the same people, which is kind of why they're both so amazing, because the Warrens know what they're doing. And that is right there on North Park Drive, easy to get in and out of for sure. Also, Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. You may not have known they have a garden center, but they have a ton of great selection, fruit trees, lots of native plants, and still actually have a lot of available native milkweed, which is pretty hard to find right now because a lot of it's dormant. So that's Nature's Way Resources. Well, Sherry, those are our garden pros. Pretty impressive, huh?
Pretty impressive group of people there.
Incredible knowledge specialists coming in through here. And we do a rotation. So Sherry is here now with us.
I'm here.
It's, you know, in our super team of garden experts, not everyone has like a specialty, but I do think your interest in doing the research and exploring how to improve soils is kind of like, you know, a superpower of yours.
I'm Supergirl.
Well, it's Halloween, so it's like we're doing costumes. So, we're doing verbal costumes,
right? Well, you know, my original plan was to go into the medical field.
Oh, nice.
And
me too.
Working for my dad at the nursery.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of where it all started, and then I decided to stay at the nursery. So, I guess that's just my way is I like to research and learn, and it's a hobby of mine.
Yeah,
it's fascinating, and so it's like the nursery and my yard is my laboratory.
I think it's really wonderful because gardening is so cool. Horticulture, botany, whatever, it's deep science, but it also is very day-to-day life.
Right.
And, you know, you literally have probably helped people's health being a, you know, like a person that's there giving advice about growing food more healthily. Mm-hmm. And people have, you know, had better food at their garden because of it.
Right.
And just, you know, you've encouraged people to get out and outside.
Outside.
Which
be
is
outside.
Very good for them. Yeah.
Yes.
So it is interesting. This is one of the only fields that has, like, not just the depth of science, but also the social positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that little, you know, double combo means that let Sherry serve as a warning. If you decide to step into the horticulture field, we will trap you and keep you forever. Mwahaha! Sorry, Halloween show. I thought I'd be spooky. No, that's I also studied biology in college uh-huh. with the intent of going to med school. I've learned since then about 95% of biology students don't even try to go to med school. They're
right.
like, oh, that's too hard.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, and that's expensive. I don't want to. And so we wind up doing different things.
Yeah.
So
that's that is... my daughter's in it right now.
Oh, right.
In College Station. So we'll see if she sticks with it. Biology's giving her a good time.
Nice to have a daughter that's a doctor, though.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah. I'm trying to get her to go more agriculture, of course.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. My poor cousin Lisa became a doctor as like a second career. And, you know, she gets calls from all of her family all the time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Dr. Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Hey. And then it's like, hey, my dog's coughing. It's like, I don't do pets.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got my sister-in-law for that, Rocky, which yesterday was her birthday. Happy birthday. Christine Rocky Milliken mm-hmm. goes by just Rocky.
Okay.
Pretty awesome.
Very cool.
So, not the boxer. Well, Sherry's here. We are here to answer your gardening questions, talk to you about what's happening in your yard. And we have conversations we want to explore, but we were super interested and excited about exploring the topics that you've got. So, we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. Sherry Hara, Danny Milliken. We're here, Home Show Garden Pros.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. All right. So here on Home Show Garden Pros, we do have an excellent website, the homeshowgardenpros.com, in addition to a Facebook page that that we really use a lot. We love accessing. If you're not following us on Instagram, we truly enjoy that also. And that's we love connecting. We're all about connecting, all about, like, you know, talking with you and helping you out with what you got going on. Sherry, have you seen anything recently out there in the world that...
In the Facebook world?
No, no. Well, no, I mean, that's...
Just in the world?
Yeah, anything.
Sorry,
anything at all.
My headphones are giving me just a great time this morning.
The fits,
so,
as they say.
Okay, so let's talk about spooky, scary things in yards. Why don't we start there?
Yes.
Because I see a lot.
Ooh. So here it is, folks. They lead this segment in.
This is the A number one.
Halloween special spooky
scariest,
sights.
Scariest thing I see in yards. Red mulch.
Is it blood? We don't know.
I don't know. It is ugly.
It probably would be good if it was blood because that's a high nitrogen food.
I know that's offensive to some people because they're like, but I like red mulch. Red mulch is terrible for your soil.
There's at least three reasons.
At least.
I'm sure there's like 10, but one, three main ones.
One, it's not natural.
It's not.
It doesn't look natural.
Okay, so visually, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's only our, all the opinions expressed. All the opinions expressed on the show are our own and do not reflect the Home Show Garden Pros in any way.
Sorry,
but neither of us like red mulch.
Yeah. Two, it murders your microbes.
This is where I'm really signing up for this convo.
Yes.
Because when you're doing something that damages the roots.
Uh-huh.
That's where you're going to just make yourself have to work much harder.
Mm-hmm.
And the red mulch is one of those things. So it wipes out the microbes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three,
here we go.
To get the dye to stick to the mulch, you have to use wood pieces, basically.
Yes.
Unfinished, or not even unfinished, just wood pieces that will actually be able to be, for lack of better terms, painted.
Yeah.
To keep that red. And then putting that down, that takes forever to break down, and it leaches nitrogen.
Let's reframe it a little
bit.
We'll reframe it.
You reframe it.
We'll reframe it. The wood that they use to use dyed mulch, they choose it to suck in the dye.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one quality they want.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be your leaves and stems, not even going to be your kind of 2-3-year-old growth.
Not even bark or...
Not even the bark, right?
Yeah.
None of those kind of like a little bit more rich. The leaves and stems are the most rich.
Yeah.
Then bigger branches, like 3-4-inch branches, are still rich. And then bark has a lot of interesting minerals in it. So it's only the furniture wood, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So the cheap stuff that they're making pallets out of,
mm-hmm.
the inside of the tree, and it's got to be fully dried.
Yes.
And that's also bad because then it's not just sucking the nitrogen out. It's also using up your water just to keep, mm-hmm. and so that means it's not gonna stop, evaporation. All the things you use mulch for, it's not gonna do.
Yes,
but that one big thing, those two big things, all the microbes that it can grow are gonna be focused on decomposing your wood, which is gonna use your plant usable nitrogen
mm-hmm.
immediately,
steal it away from your plants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those last two.
Mm-hmm.
Should be enough to just have you pause
mm-hmm.
and say, how red does this need to be?
Right.
You can still get a red-ish material down.
Ish.
Yeah. The red doesn't really stay that red that long.
We have cedar mulch.
There's cedar mulch?
There's cedar mulch that has a more red hue to it.
There's pine straw.
Pine straw, if you like that color.
Mm-hmm. It's red, brick
mm-hmm.
red.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't see it, but there's a brick backdrop here. I pointed at one of them. But that the point here is you can still get a little bit of redness.
Yes.
But I think probably you'd be better off like painting your mulch than you would be using
right.
dyed red mulch.
There
so
you go.
Keep that in mind. That actually literally probably would be better. So, all right. So that is a spooky thing. Very, very spooky.
Yes.
So, wow. Whew. Oh, crazy. Another one. So I don't know if you're familiar with Mount Vesuvius, mm-hmm. you know, the what's that island called?
No idea.
It's a volcano.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like,
killed all those people. Pompeii.
There you go.
You know, the whole society that was wiped out. So obviously volcanoes are terrifying because they can explode.
Mm-hmm.
But also they kill trees when you mulch up around the trees.
That's a good one.
I saw a spooky sight recently walking into my neighborhood. Aldi, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I needed, pasta or something like that. They also have really good mineralized water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Every single live oak tree looked like a column coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
And I think probably a foot and a half off of the ground was a legitimate
volcano
cone of mulch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked just like a volcano. And I've seen it before where it's like, okay, it's mounded a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like actually what people talk about
yes.
when they say volcano. And tell us why that's bad.
Well, because the most active part of your tree is the flare.
Yes.
And if you're covering it up, it's like a slow suffocation. That and it's keeping that wood wet.
Right.
Which causes fungus and insects can get in there.
All these soil-borne things mm-hmm. that the roots are geared to deal with.
Yep. And it can cause tree girdling of the roots.
I mean...
there's a lot of bad things.
It's terrifying.
Yes.
It's spooky and
it's scary.
Just
walk through the woods. How many trees have volcanoes around them?
Man, well, I mean, if you're on like a volcanic island, different question. But yeah, if you're just walking around the woods around there, none of them.
None of them, because nature planted them, and you can see the flare, you know, the way the roots flare out. You can see that. And,
this is one of those words, root flare. It tells a story just on its own. Mm-hmm. But we really want y'all to start noticing them, right? Mm-hmm. Start noticing like a tree. Wow, that tree is really amazing. And then you look at the bottom, and there's a point where it's probably like 40-30% wider than the trunk a couple inches above it.
Right.
And that's the flare, where it really is going from like trunk bark to roots. The roots can handle soil. The trunk bark cannot.
Yep.
And so a live oak, too, is just going to be such a slow death.
Right.
And I don't know. These are big trees they planted. I would guess each of them is probably like $5,000.
Yeah.
And there's got to be like 15.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop.
And it'll be a slow death. It'll be a slow death. And the problem is most maintenance people won't recognize it.
Right, right.
And they won't do anything about it. Well, they could do something about it. And before you know it, it's too late.
It's brutal, because when you're putting the mulch down, it probably takes another 30 seconds to not
just pull it back.
Yeah, just get a rake, pull it back. But what's problematic about it, and it's the last thing I'll say about the volcanoing, is that it's – you can say as much as you want, but it's the last thing I'll say about it is that people see it at places like that are clearly professionally installed, and then they accept it.
Yeah.
They begin
to
accept it.
And they start
to
repeat it. We see a lot of that on golf courses.
Yes, right.
Oh, but the golf courses, you know, they got to look nice, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So you get these golfers that go play golf, and they see what they're doing, and they think, oh, that's what I need to be doing. And just because you work at a golf course doesn't mean you know how to.
Yeah, also the golf course has like 75 staff members.
Yeah.
And a professional pesticide applicator, if not four or five.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind when you're thinking, oh, I want to look like a golf course.
Right.
They have a lot of money invested in that. That is also their main, like, thing they're selling.
Right.
Is,
but they don't always do it right.
No, very true. They use a lot. They can be very damaging.
Neighborhood esplanades.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. Okay. 281-496-5711. This special Halloween edition of Home Show Spooky Pros. No, just kidding. Garden Pros. And we're going to keep exploring spooky sights we've seen in the landscape. 281-496-5711. What's a spooky sight you've seen? What's something that you've been like, whoa, that's going to lead to death and destruction? And we'll have to be scared of that. My next Halloween costume will be red mulch. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Do you want to take a brief moment? We're definitely going to mention this multiple times during the show because it's really wonderful stuff. And that's MicroLife. Sherry, have you ever used MicroLife?
Oh, my gosh. So, yes.
Okay, simple question. No.
And I just got to go visit with Mike and his staff. I went into the store to pick up, or into the their warehouse to pick up fertilizer. So, just an amazing company, amazing employees, amazing fertilizer.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody should use MicroLife. It should just be a staple.
It's one of these truths that if you're going to garden, you need to care for your roots.
Yes.
No matter what you're growing, in pot, in ground, in veggie bed, your big trees, this is where it's at. Care for your roots. That might mean more microbes, might mean more nutrients, it might mean more organic matter, right? MicroLife has so many incredible products. It is a good time to do a root-based fertilizer treatment for your lawn. As we get a little bit cooler, your roots are going to stay active. They're going to keep growing a little bit, even when the plant goes dormant. And so that's where something like the MicroLife 624 or especially the Humates Plus come into play as a great thing to put down. You will probably get a little green up and add some extension to your lawn too, as far as like growing even further into the winter. A lot of people are seeing a lot of brown patch right now, and we shot a little video on how to treat it. And the two things I really love, one of them is from MicroLife, and it is that plant and soil energy product. It's humic acids and molasses. And if you try to combine it at home, you'll make a lumpy mess.
Yes.
They figured out how to do it, but it does a great job of bringing your soil and your plants and kind of stopping that area from being a brown patch zone. And the other one I would add to that is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. But MicroLife is just doing a great job. Locally made, great people, all organic, safe to use for you, your kids, and your pets. Their website, microlifefertilizer.com, for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. 281-496-5711. It's Home Show Garden Pros. We do want to hear from you. We're talking about some of the spooky sights we've seen out there. And, you know, we know you've seen some. We know you've seen some spooky sights as you walk your dogs, as you maybe visit your veggie bed. Maybe you saw a crazy bug and you're like, whoa, does this sting? Like tobacco hornworms, you know, they have that little spike on their back.
Yes.
But they don't sting. All right. Sherry's got a spooky sight that she's seen in landscaping. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this serves also as like a warning to you. You know, maybe you're thinking about doing some red mulching tree volcanoes. Well, scale back a little bit. Maybe you can plan a little differently.
I guess if you're decorating for Halloween, then it's okay.
Yeah, if you really want to scare those kids, do a red mulch tree volcano.
Right.
They'll be like, we're not going to that house. All right, what's your next one?
Okay, so in this, you know, when I'm, everybody goes to a home improvement store, right?
Right.
When I'm shopping and I see people walking out with chemicals that they have no clue how to use.
Right.
That is scary.
Ooh, yeah.
Even worse is when I go home and I see that person applying them.
Next door.
Next door.
We have had, I think, three or four questions this year, emails via Facebook that are like, hey, I tried to kill the weeds in my lawn.
And I killed my grass.
And I killed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I killed my lawn. And I'm like, well, your trees are next. So.
Yeah.
And they're like.
And coming back from that. Like, I really do feel like in our industry, you should have a prescription to use weed killers.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah. And other chemicals, too.
Right.
So, yes.
We're already kind of like forcing a pesticide license for users on there, you know, for people like landscape companies and bigger parks and cities. Right. And it's like, why not just, you know, be like, hey, let them do it. And, you know, there's doctors that prescribe too much medicine. There would be landscape prescribers that would do too much. I think that's a really great idea. I'll call somebody.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your people on that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That is a scary thing.
I just think people do more damage than good.
Yeah.
With the weed killers. And I am not anti-weed killer. If you need to use a weed killer, then great. But let's use the right one at the right time.
Yeah. No,
because
absolutely.
Undoing the damage is harder than just dealing with the weed.
Right. Yes. Especially if you've wiped your whole lawn out because somebody that didn't know told you to use a product.
Yep.
That is why we're here, to help you know. And Sherry literally, I mean, she loves roots and wants healthy soil, but there's not an herbicide, there's not a fungicide, pesticide that she hasn't dealt with and learned about. The same drive that has her doing these kind of soil research things has her investigating what actually are some of the impacts of these herbicides and pesticides. And I'm with you. There's like a time and a place, you know? But it's not every time.
It's not every time, place. Not every place.
We're going to do one more segment of spooky sights we see here on this Halloween edition of Home Show Garden Pros. Something scary, you know, the Texans been playing pretty bad. That's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we'll stay away from that here on Sports Radio. 281-496-5711.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. We are fully stocked now with all your favorites. The trucks have been rolling in on a weekly basis. We have color, we have trees, shrubs, vegetable plants beginning to arrive for your fall planting. Bulbs are on their way, specialty amaryllis, lots of citrus, pumpkins with hay bales and scarecrows and corn shocks, and now is a wonderful time for planting. Any problems in your gardens? We have the answer. We're having a lot of trouble right now with brown patch, crepe myrtle scale, and we have the remedies to clear that up for you. We're fully stocked, Warren's and Kingwood, and especially stop by the Kingwood store. Take a look at that gift shop, the new products and the timely products, decorations, and it's fabulous. It's well worth your time to stop by there. So come and see us. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks. Now back to Sherry and Danny.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, that is a wonderful place. Warren's is a wonderful place to go to get information. They have
absolutely
excellent knowledge experts there. Not scary at all. Not a spooky place. Really a safe and beautiful place. But speaking of spooky things, Sherry, you've seen some other spooky sights in the landscape.
There's, yes, just drive around.
Well, what's another?
Oh, what is another one? What did we write down?
Summer pruning is one that you mentioned that really terrified me.
So some of the things that homeowners do to their oak trees in their front yards is very spooky. So for one, in my neighborhood, I drove past this house. I wanted to cry. It was so scary.
No, don't cry.
They literally cut every major limb off. They had a stick out of the ground in the middle of summer. Yeah.
So it seems like summer is the problematic part.
Summer is problematic and over-pruning.
Over-pruning, yeah.
When you take every major limb off of an oak tree, do you know what happens to the root system? It goes into hyper mode.
Oh.
So their yard looks like a forest
right.
of baby oak trees
yeah.
trying to come up from the root system.
Because the tree is trying to survive.
Trying to survive.
So
that, and you can have a lot of insects set in.
Yeah.
Because the tree is, I guess, so active with the sap, it maybe attracts insects. I don't really know the science behind that.
Probably
exactly.
just got so unhealthy
mm-hmm.
that it changed its chemical makeup and it became delicious food for the insects.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to kill your tree,
mm-hmm.
now keep in mind, it's only a few thousand bucks. Like, no big deal. You know, I mean,
it's your whole property value. But.
Yeah, just it's fine. It's fine. Just do that because that is a spooky sight. So summer pruning, summer's just not the time to prune.
Yes.
There is a lop or two you can do if you have a dangerous branch that's poking people in the face.
Yes.
Like, remove that. But when it comes down to it,
you want to make major pruning.
Yes, make bolder decisions in the winter.
Yes.
When it's not stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not winter. We're not in winter.
No.
We're in fall. The season will, the weather will fluctuate right now wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
Breezes coming in, north breezes. You know, it'll definitely give you some cool moments, but plants are still kind of summer stress recovery,
yes.
even though we're late October. So they'll start turning around, but I did like what Michael mentioned about getting some veggies in. That's
mm-hmm.
It's a good time to do that. All right. Our last terrifying. I didn't write it down. But we'd have one more super scary one.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this. So I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Swamp Thing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but dangerous monster that comes out of the water and attacks people. But I was driving the other night, Sherry, the other day. It was raining. and I looked over and the sprinklers were on at a house. Isn't that so scary?
While it's raining.
While it's raining. So I feel like I can assume that person overwaters on a regular basis.
Yes.
Tell us why that's not like, why that's terrifying.
Well, there's a few reasons.
Oh, okay. Good. I like reasons.
One, water is a valuable resource.
Mm.
And if we don't conserve it, we will use it all.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
Two, it's going to promote fungus.
Yes. Right. Right.
Promote root rot. Promote soil compaction.
Ooh.
What else?
It's
going to promote, I mean, overuse of it, and it's raining, and you're watering, you're going to have more mosquitoes.
Nah, yeah.
I don't know.
It's terrible.
The list goes on.
It goes on. Basically, if we're kind of committing to this show to be like, what's good for your roots?
Yes.
If that's our just question over and over, what's good for the roots? Overwatering is exactly the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Underwatering mm-hmm. would be much, much better.
Right.
And because that would encourage at least roots to grow deeper. Mm-hmm. Right. And so just when it comes down to it, your default setting on your having irrigation systems dynamite.
It's a great helper.
It's a great helper.
But scheduled watering to me just doesn't compute.
Yeah, it doesn't line up with
There's
the weather.
There's so many things. And don't tell me your weather station turns it off.
Don't tell her that.
Don't tell me that.
You want to see something scary? Try telling Sherry that.
I will ask a customer, how often are you watering? And they'll tell me several times a week. Great. Well, it's been raining a lot. Well, my sprinklers don't go off in the rain. I don't know how many times I've seen sprinklers. I have a sprinkler system with a rain sensor.
Right, right.
If it's not physically raining whenever it's due to go off, it will go off.
I'm sure that part of your consultation package that you offer is to take a look at people's irrigation boxes
mm-hmm.
and just check their settings
mm-hmm.
and or sometimes like look at the irrigation itself.
Yes.
And so I've seen so many times, maybe even like universally, I'll go and we'll check it out. And I'm like, I'm just going to turn everything down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just turn it to off.
Yes.
After I turn everything down, I turn it mm-hmm. off. And they're like, wait, turn it off. And then I'll check their rain thing. And because that is often the first thing that goes wrong with the irrigation system,
right.
People just turn it off.
Yeah.
And so they're like, don't really, okay, this is not watering because the rain sensor says it's raining, but it's not raining and I want to water. It's like, okay, well, maybe just. So that's our advice.
Be in control.
Be in control.
Of the sprinkler system. Don't let it be in control of you.
Right. If you think of your plants as your plant babies out there.
Yes.
Right. It's like you're letting your robot nanny take care of them.
I mean, if you're going out of town for 2 weeks in July, sure. Put your sprinklers on.
A little bit. Yeah. It's that's when it's so nice to have them.
Yes.
So it's late October, Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're at certainly for everybody.
We just got some rain.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
The best way to control brown patch, remove the water.
Yes, right. Yeah, you want to have your efforts in building your soil
mm-hmm.
health and your root depth. Don't overwater. I mean, yeah. You mentioned compaction,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like we're not getting ahead on the Harvey compaction because people are just still overwatering.
Yep.
So, well, that was our spooky sights thing of a few. It's like kind of a few just don'ts.
I'm sure we'll think of more as the show goes on.
Basically, they're just gardening don'ts.
Yes.
And these are things that we hope that you can avoid. Mm-hmm. Because if you can avoid them, your plants will have healthier roots. And what does that mean? Less diseases.
Yep.
Less pests.
Mm-hmm.
More fruit. Everything's better about your plants when the roots are healthier. Just true. All right. Awesome. We're going to take this quick break, come back, and address our Garden Pro listener email of the week.
Okay.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
as we talk about spooky things and the scary music plays, one not spooky thing that's very exciting is how positive behavior composting is. It is a wonderful thing to do. It's, you know, it takes some space up, can take a little bit of learning, maybe smell some, but it's a great thing to do to reduce greenhouse gases, keep nutrition in the area, not use landfills as much. The your kitchen scraps make more greenhouse gases in the landscape than like a lot of other trash does. So just keep that in mind. But you know, with all that know-how, with all that sort of dealing with the mess of it, maybe plants growing in there, you know, it's worth it. It's such a good thing to do that it's worth it, even though it's such a big hassle. But get this, it doesn't have to be the hassle. Moonshot Compost offers a service that takes all the hassle away, all the need for know-how. You can compost, and basically all you would be doing is putting your kitchen scraps into their provided airtight container that they then come and pick up from you. Pretty incredible. And so they're taking your food scraps to places like Nature's Way Resources, and where they can professionally turn it into compost, really doing us all a favor by making phenomenal compost. Moonshot Compost gives you all the supplies. They give you the airtight bin. They give you the other container, the bags you got to use. You put your composting in their bin, and they can pick it up. And then also part of this thing, you're doing this great effort, and then you get rewarded, right? Because you get back bags of really good compost to use in your garden or your school's garden or your neighborhood garden, whatever it is, wherever you want to use this finished product, you can do it. So you earn compost using your garden. You participate in this actually environmentally positive thing, and you keep critical healthy nutrients in your yard or neighborhood. That's what Moonshot Compost offers you. It's an awesome service. See how clean and easy composting can be. Startcomposting.com. So learn more about Moonshot Compost. Doing really cool work. Definitely. All right. Our website, yet again, to mention it, homeshowgardenpros.com. It's like the name of the show. And then .com. So it's one of those like nice situations where it's just very straightforward and simple. We do want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. Maybe we want to hear some of your spooky sights. You know, maybe we want to hear some of your problems of recovery. You've recovered from some of these bad practices. Maybe you have a question about tomatoes. We're here. We're here to help. 281-496-5711. The website has a couple cool buttons on it. We have a ton of tip videos on there. A little blog post that we do, recently put an article about root vegetables on there. And then we have a planting guide, again, question videos, tip videos, so much information on there. Also is the Ask a Pro button, which is where we get our emails for the Facebook Live show and for the Garden Pro Listener Email Question of the Week. And then there's the Listen button. Listen button is what you hit. Let's say you missed most of the show today, but you still want to hear Sherry's great advice. You just hit that listen button. It plays the last two shows. So without further ado, the Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week.
Okay. What is it?
Play that. Play the music. Okay, great. All right, here we go. It's from Billy.
Okay.
Billy says, Oh, wait, this is not the tree I wanted. This is not it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, Billy. Easy, Billy. Scrolling up. Is a really a good question about. Well, I'll just paraphrase it.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll call him Dwight. Okay. Dwight's been getting the tree shavings, ground up trees, from a project that's happening outside of his yard, dumped in his yard.
Okay.
And so he's forming a pile of wood chips.
Okay.
And Dwight wants to know. He's like planning on making some veggie beds out of the wood chips.
Oh.
And so he's like, how long do I need to wait before I till it in with soil to make this veggie bed material? And so that, to me, you don't ever do that. That's not what you're going to do.
Right.
But will you give him advice on how long he needs to wait, how soon he can plant? What sort of, should he just go ahead and pile it up in the veggie beds?
Well, let's just start here.
Here's where we're going to start.
There is a way to use it unfinished. Okay. There is a There is a way. I don't recommend it, but there is a way. There's something called what is the name of it?
It's Ramiel.
Is that what it is with with the wood chip gardening? Like you literally garden right in it.
Yeah, but that's not what it's called. Yeah.
You have to fertilize the heck out of it with synthetic fertilizer.
Ooh.
To get it to work. Now, that it's a method, and you could probably find it on Google, but it's not my way of gardening. I don't want to use that much synthetic nitrogen to maintain it. And the reason you have to use so much synthetic nitrogen is because that unfinished wood is going to rob nitrogen from your plants.
So let's just, why does that happen? You know what I mean? Like
that's through the decomposition process. The microbes are decomposing that wood and it's just using up all the nitrogen.
So yeah, wood doesn't, that's true. Wood doesn't decompose just on its own.
No, you have to have microbes to do
it. Yeah, right? And so that is what's happening is these bacteria use a lot of nitrogen in their bodies.
Yeah.
And as they breed to decompose, that's where the nitrogen goes. The wood isn't sucking it up.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, maybe if you get why it's happening, you won't like do it as much is the hope.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that you can wait. So that is also a big reason why you do not want to till fresh wood chips into your soil.
Right.
If you want to guarantee your nitrogen gets robbed,
right,
do that.
Right.
That is a guarantee.
Right.
So hear that as a big no-no.
So yes, it's a no-no. The way we garden.
Yes, right.
But there is a method out there that says you can do it. It's just not the way we would do it.
No, sure.
So I would have him wait until they're broken down, they're decomposed. Yeah. And it could take a year or two, I would say.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You just make a big pile.
Uh-huh.
It'll stay airy, right, because they're big chunks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
start composting.
Start composting. But maybe, hey, plant some seeds in there.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I would not build my vegetable gardens out of that.
Yeah, you wouldn't make the whole thing out of it. You probably need some years for it to be good to go.
And you can add a little bit and rows and fertilize it heavily to speed up the decomposition.
Sure, sure.
You certainly can if you just need to get rid of it. But, you know, I see it time and time again. People get a tree removed.
Right.
And the guy removing the tree doesn't want to take the grindings away. So he says, oh, just mulch with it. And then their plants suffer. So,
yeah.
So yes, he can use the material. But I would say pile it up.
Pile it up.
Add to it. You know, turn it occasionally.
Yeah.
Feed it some good microbes.
Sure.
Throw some microlife in there. That'll speed it up,
yeah,
too.
Integrate a little bit of compost.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny bit of compost can go a long way there.
Yep.
But, yeah, you need a year.
Yes.
And then, I'm like, hey, he said he's really trying to do this on a budget. And it's like, well, you know, that's fine. You just got to wait a year before you can grow any veggies.
Yeah.
I do know that some brassicas, like the broccoli, the kale, the collards, they can grow in that wood mulch better than most things because they don't need that much nutrient.
Right, right.
Build up, but then the food you get is less nutritious.
Right.
And so that's just something to keep in mind of is there's a lot, like, a lot is permissible.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome to try it.
Right.
But as a gardening expert, Sherry's kind of saying, like, if you want success, if you want highly nutritious food, you got to wait.
Right.
You got to wait and treat and augment those very fresh wood clippings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would rather you just pile them up and use them piled up, always keep them 4 inches, something like that, versus like trying to till it into our clay soils.
Right.
That's just where it's going to suck water in and hold water in. It's going to make more problems than possible.
Mm-hmm.
So tilling almost made our spooky sites
list.
But
we don't see very many people physically tilling because that's a backyard thing.
Yep, for sure. That's right. They hide it in their backyard. Rascals. 281-496-5711. Dwight or Billy, whatever, you know, thank you so much for that email. We love getting them. Sometimes I'll delete the email when I'm looking at it accidentally.
Oh.
And it's like, oops. So I'll have it up and then I'll come back in and it'll be gone. So, but I'll pull it over and you get you a good answer from that.
Mm-hmm.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry Hara is here. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
We
we believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
This is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. We're fully stocked in fruit trees, fall vegetables. Now's the time to compost your grass to prevent brown patch. We got plenty of our famous leaf mold compost and lots of naturally composted mulch that's a deep chocolate brown. We've also had many shipments of fall flowers and vegetables ready to go for the seasonal color. You've got plenty of remineralizer to get the trace elements back in your soil for your health. Come on up to see us. We're just a short drive north of Houston, just north of the Woodlands. Take the Sherbrooke Circle exit, which is exit 81, and just go up there, make a right turn. You see a big sign, and we have a 42-acre facility to provide all your gardening needs. Follow us on our Facebook page or come to our website at naturewayresources.com. And we also have a wonderful electronic newsletter. It's free, written by Brenda Smith, the Lazy Gardener. You can sign up for it on our website. And we just started a new series on all 79 elements in the human body and what they do for plants, animals, and humans. So come visit us. And now let's get back to Sherry and Danny.
Thank you, John. Sherry and Danny, both here. I'm Danny.
And I'm Sherry.
Sherry's dealing with a Halloween-focused situation with her headphones.
Yeah. Yes, they are spooky today.
Ooh. All right. We want to talk with you guys. 281-496-5711. I'm going to say it again, 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Question, I've got a new house for me, but it's a 20-year-old house, and they've got
Congratulations.
Everywhere.
They have what?
It's a new house for me, but it's a 20-year-old house, and they've used dyed mulch.
Oh, yes. Mm.
So what's the best thing to do with that? Scrape it up and throw it away? Try to mix in with it, or what's the best thing to do with the old mulch?
Yeah, so I've had to deal with this. It is really kind of a pain in the rump to scrape it and remove it, and then you're just throwing it into a landfill. So what I do is I would actually turn it over and put some good compost on top and some good microlife. And then, and then you want to add something like a soil activator to kind of speed everything up. You could also do the soil and plant energy by Microlife. And so that's going to start tying up the chemical in the dye. It's going to start decomposing those wood chips and turning it into soil. So I wouldn't remove it. I think that that's a lot of work.
Dwayne, what color and how long ago do you think they put it down?
It's probably a couple years old, but it's black. I mean, it seems like it's almost a wasteland on parts of the mulch. Yeah. Only thing that grows is like weeds.
That's what you'll get because the weeds are actually trying to fix the soil.
Yeah, you're defining the inevitable outcome when you use dyed mulch. Yeah.
And then what I've done, I've sprayed weed killer on the weeds, which has probably made it worse, but
I don't know that if it can get much worse. You're kind of at the place where like, yeah, kill those weeds, but best thing to do is to kind of really try to revive that soil. So one of the ingredients in multiple of the products that Sherry mentioned is that humic acid.
Yes.
And that just really will bond those kind of hanging out particles that are driving the life away.
Mm-hmm. And the high salts and the chemicals. And then
bringing back the life.
Mm-hmm.
That's where some of the microlife inoculants, compost.
What part of town are you in?
Cypress.
Oh, okay. So you could visit the store, Plants for All Seasons. Get leaf.
I've been there.
Okay, good. Get leaf mold compost, and I'd put a 1-inch thick layer. You can put it right over the top if you want to loosen up, because sometimes that mulch kind of packs down and hardens. So you can kind of loosen that up, get some oxygen under it, put the compost on top, and then if you like, and I really do like a black mulch, but I don't like the black dyed. But you could do the black velvet on top of it. Which is not dyed, it's just aged, and it's full of good compost too. and then water that in with a like the soil and plant energy or the Medina soil activator, and maybe sprinkle a little bit of the MicroLife on top, and that's going to help decompose and tie up all the chemicals. I think in a year's time you'll have good soil under there.
Yeah, you'll start seeing results pretty quickly with compost. It's got everything that situation is calling for.
But you said only an inch high is enough?
On the compost, yes.
And that is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. That's the inch high, because it's usually pretty finely ground, even if it's medium ground, you don't really want to do 4 inches of it like you would some mulch, or 3 inches, just because it'll... as it gets smaller and smaller. Our big goal, and Sherry mentioned this, Duane, is the oxygen, right? We want to keep oxygen in that compost so that we are getting a rapid turnover and growth of our soil biology.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Duane.
Thank you.
Yeah, great question. Nice. See, look, it's Halloween, you know, he's got a spooky situation, but we're going to help him...
turn it into a beautiful situation.
Rid his lawn.
Yeah,
of the
and I don't like.
Ghost.
I don't want to like dig soil out and remove. I want to turn it into something good.
Yeah, if it's the same and one's a lot of work. Yeah. You know, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry Hare from Plants for All Seasons, rocking it over here. 281-496-5711.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The one time a year we get to play this song. But Monster Mash, that's what's happening in your soil when you use dyed mulch. 281-496-5711. We're talking with Brian. Hey, Brian, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I have two fig trees in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting story about them. They're fourth-generation fig trees. My great-grandmother had two fig trees that my grandmother took cuttings from that put in her yard. And my mom took two cuttings from my grandmother's trees. And I took two cuttings from my mom's trees. And so they're now about 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And they're getting big. And my question is about how to trim them, because this summer it was, some of those figs were way up, and trying to get to them was, you know, tough. And about just properly pruning a fig tree. And
well, let's jump in, Brian.
Let's jump in.
Go ahead. The big thing with figs is the fruit grows on brand new growth.
Mm-hmm.
So just brand new, that season's growth is where the fruit's going to grow. The fruit is the flower. And so with huge fruit trees, you really can bring it down in wintertime, in, you know, late January, early February, all the way to whatever you want. So if you want to get a 2.5-foot stump and do that, if you want to kind of just bring it down so you've got maybe 8 to 10 primary branches that you can imagine these are all going to grow into 2 or 3 branches each to give it a real shape, that's fine. It's tough to do too much to a fig. Now, if you're going to do some severe pruning like that, which really you need to do so that you continue fruit production,
right,
is, you know, take a bunch of cuttings and pot them up. You know, if you're doing it in February, okay, right when you cut it, you know, dip it in some seaweed or, you know, something like that.
Yep.
And just
do it a slant and
Yeah, and just slide it right into some soil on those growth tips. Give yourself whatever, you know, 14 inches, 5 in the ground, 7 above it, or however that works, 9 above it. And then do that as many times as possible. as you're pruning. You don't really want to use the middle branches, so pretty much you're taking as many ends off. But, dude, you really can you really can bring it down to, like, just a stump, kind of start from scratch. And as Sherry mentioned earlier in the show, that'll do a real root spark. And but keep in mind, right when you prune it, it's going to go into high gear growing. And so don't do it, like, you know, Christmas Day when you want to get away from the family. You know, do it, like, you know, early, mid-February is the time to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, it's nice. We all have our skill set.
Yes. I always defer to you for fruit trees.
I love fruit trees so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do all the lawns.
You can get lawns, veggies, trees, soil, and then indoor plants and then potted plants out on the
patio.
And
you'll do fruit trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you also have, like, pet relationships, how to deal with pests, and I'll get fruit trees.
Okay.
I love this. It's great. It's great. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros will be back, and then we'll talk with Luis.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.